Everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India and shortly GLI. I want to record this podcast before I hear, I see complete video of Sandeep Maheshwari, Heart versus Brain. It's there now. I opened it. I saw for 2 minutes, but I stopped it because I want to tell my point of view before Sandeep reveals his. Means before I know what he's saying, I want to tell mine and then see his because it will over impact. If he does something, if I see everything what he told, then I might change my opinion or I may walk in that direction because just now I saw the video, right? So I don't want to see the video. I want to first say it and then later after seeing the video, if any corrections are there, I will correct my podcast. I can't correct someone else. I can't change anyone in his group. But if I say it before, then I see his, then I can correct myself. So I choose to say what I feel. See, all my school life, they told heart is like a monkey. Don't follow it. And right, because we have a story. I already told in one podcast. I don't know whether I told it or not. Like there is a monkey that it wants to do meditation. What does it feel like? Heart, like he sees, it sees a sage doing meditation. It comes and sits to do meditation. But she thinks like, oh God, what if after meditation, after fasting, if I become weak, I can't climb the tree, get the fruits. So it goes, climb the trees, get the fruits, keep the bananas there, and again starts to meditate. Again she gets disturbed, that monkey, and she brings the fruits and keeps in front of it so that when it becomes weak, it can eat it easily. If it's because of, and then again and again, heart is like a monkey, and this monkey at the end doesn't do meditation. It will eat all fruits and sleep. So we are tuned like heart is like a monkey. It will ask you to watch cricket movies when the exam is ahead. Do not listen to heart. Train your mind. That's right. But my brain thinks like a boss. Everybody's brain almost thinks like a boss to heart. Like brain thinks for in the names of benefits. What is the benefit of it? What is the use of it? See, you have one client. See, you can't waste your entire time on one subject. You should do more, get more. Brain takes you to Club 99. Like you earn any, you work so much, you'll not be happy. You earn so much, you'll not be happy. You become greedy. And bossism. Brain is like, when you follow only brain, it is like bossism. It doesn't value your heart's feeling. It doesn't value its interest. Like what you like red, give up, wear this one, this is that girl's interest or something like that. What you don't like, max, even you don't like it, you have to do it. That's what more beneficial in the brain, in mind. When you come to creative fields, you can't do it with brain, you have to do it with heart. When you don't put your heart in your work, I told no, it, mere being good person is not enough if you don't do the work with full heart. And mere being intelligent is not enough. We have white collar criminals here from high professional edge because they follow their brain, they follow the calculations, they follow trend, society. They are not insane people. They are sane. That's why we are so corrupted. They're saying because they are heartless. Like if a patient has come with a girl on death bed, you do business with that girl. Do you have a heart? No. They're like, today I got like my uncle. He's like, what do you think? All these women who are wearing anklets, are they insane? What all these years we are following these methods, are we insane? No way, guys. You are very sane. That sane, that your brain is very brilliant. What is sane? Good memory, good brain. Insane people are crazy people who have no brain. So you have brain. You are sane, not insane. You are sane. But problem is, this brain of yours has totally mastered your heart. It is riding your heart, and your heart is like a slave to it. You are you're mortgaging your heart, your feelings, everything. You're running your life with your brain. So that's why, that is the reason, even on deathbed, you don't feel like, okay, it's business. White collar accounts, all scams, white collar professionals, everybody is using their brain only. Everybody is using their brain. They are sane people. They don't follow their heart at all. They invest all the brain inside and they master the heart as a slave. Brain is boss for them. They follow brain. That's the reason we are so much corrupted. And when it comes to heart, if you completely follow your heart, it is definitely a monkey. It's like you should follow your brain. You should follow your heart, but the relationship between brain and heart should be like a body and soul. When your soul leaves your body, body dies. The same way, when your brain or your heart doesn't match with each other, then something is wrong with you. Your brain and heart should be going with hand in hand, like heart. Like soul and body. If brain and body doesn't go, brain, body, heart, all these things should go in an alignment. Otherwise, what happens is, this is the reason why girls mostly have confusion in their, girls or boys, everyone have confusion in explaining their wishes to you. It's like girl says something with telling like, I don't like you, but body language is saying something. So these clashes appear when your mind, body and heart doesn't lie in an alignment. So both are important. I did me and my brain. It's half done. I followed heart all along. But brain is equally important, and you will understand if you see the other videos, like whatever it takes means what. What does whatever it takes means? It's completely every time logical, step by step. It's not heart, it's logical. Every time I picked logics. So we need to get with three. Like Jay says, brain, heart and hand. We need all together. But I say, whatever Jay said is right. But I feel like heart and brain should go with each other. Brain should not become the boss with calculations and control the feelings, emotions. If there is a decision making for you, see, that person is good for you, good for your business in all ways. But your heart is saying no. Your heart is feeling uneasy, uncomfortable. Then don't get into the transactions. You have to have that emotional intelligence equally as much as IQ. So we need both. That's the thing I want to say. We need both. Both is from Gary V. We need both, otherwise it's gone, you're gone out of it. So let me see what Sandeep Maheshwari says. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.